This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Oh, yes. I like it. We're back here at the Reese's Senior Bowl, and we are watching the South practice right now. I got the one-on-one drills with the offensive lineman going up against the D lineman. Anna from Reese's. Lingeris, right? Is it pronounced? Yes? Okay. All right. Wait a minute. I don't think her mic's on. You got to crank her mic up. There we go, Anna.
Okay.
There we go.
You definitely get 5 stars. Very few people get that right.
Okay. Well, I got Alzigary, so it's kind of like a difficult name. But Lingeris is easy.
Some people don't think so. It's actually Greek, but if you look at it, it looks like lingerie because it's only off by one letter. So usually if I want to be funny and I'm like, if people don't know how to spell my last name, I'm like, it's just lingerie, but instead of an E, it's an S, and everybody laughs. Uh-huh. But it's actually Greek. It's not French. So.
Okay. All right. I like it. All
but
right.
you do have a very complicated last name.
Yes.
So you've grown up with it.
Big O. That's it. I just tell people, just go with Big O or Orlando or something like that. And school was Orlando. Ow. And I would just, I wouldn't even give the teacher an opportunity to screw up the name. I tried to get it right away, so that way I'd save her or him, because they then all of a sudden they're embarrassed.
Right.
But those of us that have the screwed up names, you have to understand, we're used to it already. We kind of know you're going to screw up the name, so it's all right. It's kind of like, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't bother you anymore, right?
And you always know when it's really someone that knows you or someone's, you know, trying to sell you something. When people call me Anna Lynn, like my first name is Anna Lynn, and then they want to say my last name is Jairus or whatever they want to make up. We definitely know that nothing serious is coming out of that conversation. So it's a good screening mechanism, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
other than caller ID.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, it is a good one. So Anna, by the way, represents Reese's and the brand. Obviously, she's in charge of media and the brand for the Hershey Company.
I am.
Actually, overall, your office looks over Hershey Park.
Yeah, I do have like
jealous.
I work in the sweetest place on earth. I have the sweetest job on earth. For everybody that wants to know, yes, every conference room coffee station I walk into has bowls of candy. There's a chocolate bowl and there is a sugar bowl. And I guess there's also a mint bowl. So 3 bowls. And there's a woman, awesomely, who drives around a little cart every day and fills up all the candy bowls.
Oh, wow. That's her job.
And yeah, that's her job. And we can have as much as we want. So you always dig around the candy bowls to see what your favorite is. You can pick it out and see what's there. And trust me, like, we go through them every single day.
Are you guys like singing Willy Wonka songs when you're walking around that place? Because it just like it feels like you're in the Wonka factory, except it's the Hershey factory instead.
You know, we have a great time. Like, I have a great job where, like, I get to talk about chocolate and candy and Reese's peanut butter cups and Hershey's Kisses and Twizzlers every day. I mean, it's hopefully things that the world knows and loves and you've grown up with. Like, how can you not
love
that?
Don't leave out the symphony.
Oh, symphony and Mounds. And Mounds.
And Mounds.
And Almond Joy and Kit Kat and Jolly Rancher.
Yes.
And York and Payday. And we can keep going and going. I think there's about 85 of them we work on.
Oh, 85. Wow. Yeah. I still have in my car, by the way, I have 2 little Hershey's pillows that I bought at the factory, those brown pillows that are really
like chocolate bars.
Yes, they look like chocolate bars. Yeah, because once in a while, you know, you like feel like napping in the car, so I grab one of those, I put it behind my head, and just
I couldn't even nap
for 20-30 minutes, and then I'm ready to go.
I couldn't even tell you how much Hershey's Reese's swag items I have in my house.
Oh, I could imagine.
Like, they cross the gamut from kitchen accessories to dishes to clothing to purses to tech accessories. I don't know. I could probably have my own garage sale with the amount of stuff I have.
Is the house painted in chocolate?
No, it is not yet.
That's the next
but
thing.
But soon to be.
Painted
in
chocolate, and then we just catch you licking walls the entire time.
We have some guys on our team whose last name is Reese, and they work on the Reese's brand. So, I mean, we've changed names. We've named children Heath, and we've named children Graham, like for the candy bar and the s'mores. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, you know.
Okay, got it. What year is this with you guys in the Senior Bowl?
Oh,
now?
Wow, you're going to
quiz
me.
Right?
Not quite.
We're close,
10.
Right?
Let's see, it's 2014. So this is the sixth or seventh year collectively that we, Reese's has been the title sponsor of the Senior Bowl. You know, I just got in today, and you know, the one thing that's so great about the Senior Bowl in the town of Mobile is just the hospitality and the amount of kindness and support that anybody will give.
They embrace it
from they instill that in the players to the townsfolk. I mean, it is something where like everybody is involved and engaged, and they just want you to feel welcome, and whatever they can do to make your stay, the game, your experience here the best. And you know, I have had the ability to work on quite a few things in my career, and I think I'm really lucky, and this is a great experience just to kind of have that, because you don't always get that mentality.
No, you're right. You're right. And, but, you know, you have a good attitude because you're like me. You appreciate what you do.
Oh, you know, every single day. Like, I don't get up and say, like, I'm lucky. Like, I get up and I love my job. I love going to work.
Even if it's long days or anything like I'm with you. I can have my 10, 12, 15, 18-hour days. Sometimes I'm never – I know I really never stop working, but it's just one of those things that – when you love what you do, you're so damn lucky.
Well, and for me, I love it because I tell you, hey, I work at the Hershey Company. I work on Reese's. And the first thing you do is you smile.
Yes.
And then usually someone tells me a funny story about some memory or some experience they've had, you know, with the brands we work on every day. And when you take 5 seconds to stand back, like you're always amazed by what someone has to tell you.
Yeah.
I literally, so this is a not Reese story, but it's for our brand Hershey's. Literally, this year, and if anybody saw the news, we have something called the Kiss Mobile. It's a little bit like the Oscar Wiener Mobile, and it was big and kisses, and we decided to retire them. They were just getting, you know, out of shape. They're hard to maintain, you know, so we ended up putting them in like an antique auto museum. And out of the blue, this woman reached out to us on social, called our customer relations lines, tracked my name down, and I was getting these emails. Well, she met her husband when she was driving the Kiss Mobile as a college student, it's like a part-time job. And her husband was also a driver of another type of very large mobile, I think something for a shoe company. And they met and they got married. And this year is our 20th anniversary. So she wanted to share that story just because she had seen that we were retiring them. So, you know, who knows, maybe we'll do something fun. And you'll see some more news about that. But I mean, that's every single day someone shares that with me.
You got to deliver.
That's pretty cool.
You got to deliver her one of those cars.
Well, we'll see. You got to keep your eyes out. I always have.
Give her one
I
of
always
those
have
cars.
A trick up my sleeve.
Yeah, give her one of those cars, because that's like that. That was the sign of their marriage.
Yeah,
man.
Well, maybe like a miniature version.
Right,
a miniature version.
Yeah. Her
car.
All right.
But yeah, it's great. And so like now, my latest thing that I'm working on is, you know, Reese's Take Five. And for all of you out there who have never seen it or heard of it, it's the best candy bar you've probably never heard of until now. So
pretzel, caramel, peanut butter, peanuts, and chocolate bar. Wow.
Yeah. So it's actually been around for a few years, but it was just until a few months ago that Reese's...
He wasted no time.
No, he's there. You dove in. You're like, I'm in. It gets the crunchy, saltiness.
I can't do it because I'm talking at the same time, Bill. So go ahead. Plus, I've got my Invisaligns on.
Oh.
So that would be a mess.
A big mess.
I love chocolate-covered pretzels. So this is right up my alley.
Oh, you know.
And
I
it's got Reese's in it. This is awesome.
You know, I just thought about
this. So Take Five's been around, actually, since 2004. But a lot of people didn't know about it, right?
I've never heard of this.
Exactly.
You ever heard of this?
Right. But here's the difference. So a couple months ago, Reese's decided that it was going to take it back because it's always had Reese's peanut butter made with it. And we're like, wow, that's a no-brainer. It needs to be at the home of Reese's. Reese's is the number one brand. Everybody loves it. Well, as long as you're not allergic to peanuts.
Oh, so it was called Just Take Five.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
So let's put the best bar that no one's ever heard of with just the biggest and best candy brand out there. So.
Okay.
What I'll tell you all out there is keep your eyes peeled, because there's going to be some waves to be made with Take Five over the next very short time frame. So watch it.
Okay, I like it. Take Five. I got to try it. I will try it later when I get out. It'll be my dessert. It's the bomb. My wife is going to love it. She loves pretzels. So with pretzels and chocolate, I think she's going to really like the Take Five.
It's perfect. It's got
Salt.
It's got the salt, the pretzel, the crunch, the Reese's, and then the little bit of caramel with of course, the Hershey's chocolate, which is amazing.
Right, right, obviously. Okay?
It's, oh, my. I think I have a new favorite.
Really?
I'm telling you, it is the best bar you've never heard of until now.
Right. So
I'll stake my claim on it.
So you guys made it all the time, but yep. It was just called Take Five.
Yep.
And it didn't have the orange bright packaging.
Nope.
Because see, this catches our eye.
Right.
The orange packaging, we already know it's Reese's right away. So then you throw the Reese's on top of it, it looks like it's a brand new bar that you guys just created. That's it's rebranding, repackaging. This was all your idea, of course.
No, I can't take credit for this. I work on this. No.
No, no, not at all?
No, I work on this with a large group of really amazing and talented individuals back at Hershey. And I'm proud to be a part of the team, but by no means is this my idea. But my job in this is to tell the world about it.
Okay. Yeah, so, and you do a great job of that.
So my goal over the next, very short future is hopefully everybody's going to hear about it.
So, Anna, tell me what a chocolate maker looks like. Like, what does that dude look like or that woman look like?
Oh, well, one, there's dudes and ladies that do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do they look like? What are those people?
They look like all of us.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I was just with a few of them in meetings over the last couple of weeks. We've been, We have the ability to work on the secret stuff, right?
That's right.
Not out yet. Right. But they are some of the most talented.
Everlasting Gobstoppers coming?
No.
No, okay.
Wrong brand, wrong company, but that's okay. No worries. They can create the craziest, awesome things.
By the way, that company doesn't exist.
Willy Wonka was owned by Nestle.
Really?
Yeah, and then I don't know where to.
That's a real thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought that was...
Oh, come on. I thought that was Candy just a Historian. Movie. Candy Historian. No. I mean, it started as a movie, because of a book by Roald Dahl.
I don't go beyond Hershey's. That's the problem. Wow. I don't see anything
this
beyond
This is why
Hershey's.
You and I have a soft spot in my heart for you. If you're from Miami and I'm from Pittsburgh.
That's all right. You know, Dan is from Pittsburgh. And Dan's right down... he's
down
about
the hall.
50 yards away there, so...
We have a lot of famous... footballers and NFL players that came from Pittsburgh.
Anna, by the way, is a huge Steelers fan.
Huge. You wouldn't see it today. I don't have any gear on, but
she's
sporting
the Reese's brand, which is
actually just came in off of the travel day. I'm really sporting some travel gear right now, but
that's
tomorrow
right.
I'll be in all
that's
Reese's.
Right. Your partner in crime was sporting the Reese's jacket, and you're not.
It's all in my suitcase. I haven't even unpacked yet. So. But I'm a huge Steelers fan, but I really love all football, all pro ball, I say. I start to love college now because I always joke with people. If I was dedicated to college like I'm dedicated to pro, like I would hibernate all fall. Like starting from like August through like January, you wouldn't see me. And so I was like, I have to pick one day. So I at least pick Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. And I at least give myself Saturday to like have a life.
Right, right.
But yeah, I grew up in Pittsburgh. You grew up a big sports fan. I grew up going to Steelers games and Pirate games and Pens games. And it's just a great city to love sports in because it's such a community. And, you know, the teams are somewhat like all intrinsically linked, unlike maybe other cities.
So, right, right. Yeah.
If it's the color scheme or just the passion that Pittsburghers have, it's really awesome.
What are you guys doing? Anything new this week with Reese's and the Senior Bowl, by the way?
New.
Because you're not going to tell us about any new bars you're working on.
This year there's a great team of people that kind of work throughout the week to make sure that, you guys look out there, like, there's a lot of orange,
yes.
Right?
So, yes. Just so a I'm little
trying,
bit.
Sometimes trying to like always reinvent. What we try to do is like learn what people like from the past. So we participate in the community service day with the players, which is really important to us. It kind of shows a different light of working. So we take some players to a local community food bank, partner with some Boys and Girls Clubs and our Reese's team and kind of get to engage with the community for a point in time. We also host a free fan fest for the community where there's activities that Reese's sponsors, as well as a lot of the community to come see autographs, which is great. And then, you know, the game for us is a really big deal, not only because it's broadcast live on the NFL Network, but there's a lot of work from our partners at our agencies like GMR who go into like literally planning the game minute by minute by minute to figure out what engaging activities, you know, they have for not only the fans in the crowd, but the fans at home to watch. So and I think we'll be also doing a $10,000 check donation to one of the local charities here. So, you know, we really try to support the community and love them back just like they love us.
And I know you just gave us like a little heads up on, you know, you'll be doing some stuff with Take Five.
Yeah.
Should people be following Hershey's on social media? What should they be doing?
Well, you should always follow all of our brands. At Reese's, at Hershey's, okay, at Kit Kat US. But I would say like keep your eyes peeled, you know, over the next couple weeks or so on some Take Five stuff, Reese's Take Five. It is the best bar you've never heard of.
Okay.
Till now.
All right.
So make sure you head out to the store and find it. It's in bright orange packaging. You can't miss it now.
No, you can't. Right? You can't miss anything. I mean, it's just whoever designed it initially with the orange and all that.
Yeah.
Freaking knocked it out of the park.
I mean, it is the color
branding,
we own. Right?
Yeah, branding is branding, man. And you guys own that.
We
color.
Also brought you up here some
I
cups.
See it. Yes.
Some originals. You can't, like, you always have to have the iconic stuff here with you. You can't live without it.
How about that, huh? Jealous?
There also might be a one-pound cup up there, too, that's, like, massive.
Oh, let's see.
Come
those
on.
Aren't all just for you, oh.
Yeah.
Holy moly, look
so
at that.
That is the world's largest cup. It's literally one half-pound and one half-pound.
My daughter's gonna love this because she is my daughter and my wife are monster Buttercup fans. So they eat the Buttercups and the minis. Oh. She loves the minis too.
I'm sure I have some of those somewhere around. We were looking at some math. We bring about 22,000 Reese's cups here for the week. 22,000.
Is that all? That's it?
That's just Reese's brand. That doesn't include all the other brands we bring too. I think overall, it's close to 430. I think we looked at the math today, like 37,000 pieces of candy at least.
So what do they give you, 10 hotel rooms to stash all that stuff in? I mean, that's crazy.
It's almost like the size of like three hotel rooms. You know, the Renaissance down in downtown Mobile treats us really nice, and we have a lot of access to do things. But we have lots of things. And, of course, if you're here and you're around, you get to see Cuppy. He's our mascot.
Yes.
Everybody loves him. So, I haven't seen him yet, so I'm sure he'll make an appearance at some point.
I think he shows up by tomorrow is when he starts to show up, closer to the game.
Oh, you know, you'd be surprised. I mean, all these adults down there and all these men and all these scouts, pro scouts, college scouts, man, don't let them fool you. They love him.
Oh, I'm sure. And they'll be taking pictures with him and stuff like that.
They do. They do. And then ask me for candy, which I gladly oblige.
How are you? You've got to be you get attacked here all week, right, for candy?
I did get attacked for candy.
What I love is I didn't even ask you for candy, and you brought us candy, which is...
Well, that's because I like you a lot. We became friends a few years ago,
yes,
and we've always stayed in touch, and I get... You know, part of the other reason I love to come to events, even though sometimes it's like it is hard to pull me away from my office and desk, is because so much of what I love to do is meet people and develop relationships and to see how, you know, we can help each other throughout the, not to get sentimental.
Right.
But it's nice for me to kind of get away and do that other part of my job. So,
yeah,
awesome. I'm always happy.
So
I only give candy to the people I like. No, just kidding.
I love it. There you go. So she kind of likes me just a little bit. But remember, go follow Reese's Take Five, and something's going to happen. Anna tells you something. She's in charge of all of this stuff. I mean, she creates all of this chocolate.
He's giving me way too much credit, but yes, that's okay.
Have you ridden everything at Hershey Park?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll ride anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And if anybody tends to come to Hershey Park this coming year, there's a new roller coaster that's going to be launched called Candemonium. So that's pretty cool.
Candemonium.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying
it. Is that a pandemonium? Candemonium.
Candemonium.
Okay, Candemonium.
Yeah, so I don't have a ton of details on it. Ironically, so the, not to get a little wonky, it's our sister company that runs the park. So so we get a little bit of updates. But, yeah, they launch it in, like, May, June this year.
Is it like a tall roller coaster?
Super tall, super fast. And there's something interesting about the restraint system where it doesn't, like, go over top of you. It just is across the lap. So I don't know. If you like a little bit of daredevilness, go do it. Hershey Park is super cool, though. I mean, there's...
The water park, too.
There's a water park there.
Also.
9 or 11 roller coasters. Yep. You know, every day I see it from my office, right? So I do have this, like, super sweet job. I see candy every day. I eat candy every day. I see roller coasters. And
Do you take a break and just go ride for an hour and then come back for lunch?
No, unfortunately.
Because I would be doing, like, he would be doing that for sure. Like, that his lunchtime would be spent on a roller coaster.
No, I wish. We don't, but... You know, I always drive around it, and I'd be like, oh, it doesn't seem that big. And I'll never forget the first time I went in there. I was like, where is all this space hiding? Like, I'm walking miles. But, you know, when you drive around it, you just don't really realize, like, how much space it's taking up. But it is really cool, and it's great. So anytime anybody visits me, if my brother and his kids come up or my friends, you know, we always go to the park, and then we always go to Hershey Spa. So for those of you like spas out there, men or women, it is a spa all focused on chocolate stuff. Well,
okay, you know what? Next time I go, I got to take the wife there to the spa.
You can get a chocolate massage, you can get a chocolate facial, you can get a peppermint patty scrub. Everything is candy focused. It is pretty nice.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
Yeah,
How about that? How about that? You got to check out Hershey Park. Anna, thank you as
You're welcome.
Always.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the friendship. Appreciate the chocolate. That is so nice of you, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I hope you like it. And, you know, hit me up if you need anything else.
We love it.
And it's great to see you. It is always great
to see you. And you'll be here through what?
I'm here through Sunday. So I leave. Okay. Yeah. I just got in today. We have some stuff Friday that's really the big day in the game day. And then I fly out Sunday morning.
All right, cool.
Back to the sweetest place on earth in Hershey.
There you go. And what's the next event after that?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Anna.
But I'm always on the go. I'm always on the road.
I know. That's why I was figuring. I don't know what your
next... Some things we can talk about. Some things we can.
Aha. There we go. See, she's always got all this stuff. You know, can you imagine all the secrets she could reveal? I mean, find out about the new candy coming up. How many
it's
bars?
The James Bond of candy here.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been called many things. Not that, but I'll add that to the list for sure.
And so is it a new candy going to come out this year or next year?
Oh, well, there'll definitely be some new stuff coming this year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe look around the February-ish, March-ish time frame. We got some news coming.
So there you go. See, she hides it all. She hides it all.
Just keep watching.
Okay. All right, Anna. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You are awesome. All right, we're going to take a break. We will come back again, and
hopefully
after practice, we'll get a player for you back here at the Big O Show live from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, the Reese's Senior Bowl.
See you later.